We continue our learning with the Nishmas David ben Nachmush and Chaim Yaakov ben Chosel Leo. We're in Bava Basra, Paragal and Mishnah Hey. We spoke about in the previous Mishnah that a merchot, a bathhouse, or a beis habad are not included in the sale of a courtyard. They're considered independent. So our Mishnah is going to discuss what parts of the beis habad, of the olive press, or the merchot, says the next Mishnah, are included in that sale. If you're selling a beis habad, what's included? A beis habad obviously includes that where the room in which the olive press is contained. That's part of the sale. But what a part of the olive press itself, of that machinery, is included? That's the discussion in the Mishnah. Hamocher es beis habad, machar es hayam. What's included in the sale of the olive press? The yam, which is the vat that holds the olives while they're being pressed. That's made out of stone. Es hamamol, which is the stone that is used to crush the olives. There's a mortar before they're placed into the press. They're placed into a mortar, into a machteshes. So the mamol is the stone that's used to crush the olives when it's in the mortar before they're placed into the press. The mamol is also included in the beis habad. Vesa basulos are the poles there was a beam that was lowered onto the olives when they are pressed. That's the korah. That's the most important part of the press. The basulos were the poles that would hold up the beam before it was lowered lowered the olives onto the press as well. So the van and the poles are fixed to the ground of the building of the olive press. So they're considered kavua, and therefore they're included in the sale. The mamol, which is the stone that was used to crush the olives, that's a very important part of the olive press, and therefore people wouldn't take that from one olive press to another. That was the whole issue when it came to, let's say, the lock on the house or whatever it is. People would take this. Now, the food in the fridge, you're certainly going to take with you. You're not leaving that. It's not part of a sale of a house. So we assume that the mamol is an essential part of the beis habad, of the olive press as well, and you wouldn't be moving it from one olive press to another, and that's why it's included. So the yam, the vat, is included, the mamol, which is the stone that uses to crush the olives, and the basulos, which are the poles that will hold up the beam, and we'll speak about the beam in a second, the korah, that's lowered onto the olives. Those are all considered attached and kavua and are included. Avalomachar, what's not included in the sale of an olive press? Es ha'achirin. The first thing is the boards that are placed on top of the olives in the vat. The boards were there to take the korah, which was used to press on the olives. We needed boards to make sure that the weight of the korah was even on the olives. So what would make sure that it was even, that the weight was distributed evenly? These achirin, these boards, these are not included, these could not attach, you can move these and use these elsewhere. So those are not included. What else is not included in the sale of the olive press? Vesa galgal, which is the wheel that was used to raise or lower the beam onto the olives. So that's also, we don't consider that davar kavua. Vesa korah, according to the Tana Kama, the korah is also not sold. Yes, we use this during the pressing, but if they're not attached to the ground, since they're not kavua, they're not included in the sale. You could take any of these things, the achirin, the boards that are placed on top of the olives, and the galgal, the wheel, or the korah, even the beam itself does the crushing, although that seems to be the most important part of the pressing process, but that's not attached. So therefore, that's also not included. But if the seller said to the buyer, I'm selling you the olive press, and anything inside, hari kula mechurim, then all of these are sold. These are the achirim, those boards, and the galgal, the wheel, and the korah, and the beam itself that does the pressing. If you have barrels of oil, let's say, sitting around, food sitting around, that's obviously not included in the sale, even if you say kol masha besocho. Rabbi Lezer Omer, I disagree on one issue with the Tana Kama. Hamocher beis habad machar sakora. Person who sells an olive press is certainly selling the beam, although potentially you can move the beam from one place to the other. That is the most important part of the beam, and every olive press uses a beam to do the primary pressing, and that korah therefore is automatically included. Perek Dal and Mishnah above. Hamorches amerchas. So the merchats, we also said the bathhouse is not included when you sell a chatzir, but when I sell a merchats itself, what part of the merchats of the bathhouse is included? So says the Mishnah, lo machares hanesorah. The first thing that's not included in the sale are the boards. What are the boards? So the boards are, by Tanura says, luchos, they're boards shemesimin alem habegadim. People who are bathing there would put their clothes on it. It's one interpretation. There's not others say no. There was boards of the floor that were placed on the stone floor to make sure people wouldn't get so hot, their feet wouldn't get so hot from the floor. What else is not included in the sale of a bathhouse? Vesa safsalim. The benches that people, that's where the people who were bathing, they would sit before they went in. Or maybe when they were in, they would have something to sit on. So others say, Bartanura says, Sheyoshim Malayem, V'yesh Gorsin says, but not safsalim, benches, but rather safalim, seifel, which nosedim b'hem mayim l'rchotz. That's a water was placed at jugs, and that would hold the water for washing. That is not included. That's havilaos. What's also not included? Like a vilon. It's the curtains. Curtains were placed across the bathhouse, and that was for privacy purposes. And the Bar Tanura says, no, maybe something else. He says, masach keneged ha-pesach, a curtain, and perish acher alontis, shem istafkin ba. According to Rashi, he quotes that it's a towel that people would dry themselves with. And v'yesh romim, the Rambam writes, sinar shemechastim bo ha'ervash kisher shem b'berachatz. It was some type of apron that you cover yourself to make sure that you were sitting modestly when you're sitting in the merchatz. Either way, these, whether they be towels or curtains, whatever it is for privacy, these are also not included. Bizman, sha'amai, lo, hu, v'chol, ma, shemesolcha. But if the seller said to the buyer, I'm selling you the bathhouse and everything inside, ari kulam mechurim, all of these items are included as well. The nisarim, the boards, and the benches, and the curtains, whatever they are included. But either way, even if you say I'm selling you the merchatz and everything inside, what's it never included? Lo machar lo esa meguro shalmayim. The meguro shalmayim supply the bathhouse with water. So these were pools or tanks that would hold the water. Now he's not selling you that water. He's keeping that for himself. He'll use that somewhere else. Velo es otzro shalaitzim, storehouses of wood that was used for the fuel to heat the water. That's also not going to be included. They're not specific. This particular bathhouse, they can be used elsewhere. And then not only that, the person who's selling may be using this for his own house. He's selling you this bathhouse that's in the chatzer. He maybe have some of the wood stored there or some of the water stored there for his own use. And therefore, that's not included in the sale, even if you say, Hu v'chol ma'asha b'socha.